It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this Super Saturday, July 22nd. We're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill in our Ice Pick Vodka Body Armor Studios on top of Ferg's across from Tropicana Field, where the Rays and the Orioles meet for Game 3 of their battle for the Eastern Division with a 4-10 first pitch in the series tied at one apiece. I'm Mike Rickard, alongside baseball Ben Botham, the Savannah State graduate, Seminole grad, now on the faculty and coach, and he's enjoying his last days of freedom before school starts on, August 2nd?
August 2nd is when teachers report, but, you know, August 10th is when the students come back, so it's quickly approaching, Mike. I'm going to be trapped in that building for quite a while.
Trapped in the building. Anyway, I still admire you going back and working for your alma mater. Speaking of education, we got an interesting show today. Of course, we'll do our Rowdy segment and Jim Hart, and he's got two great guests. Of course, David Wilson has chimed in with us before. John Walsh from, here's a powerhouse in high school and national sports, St. Thomas Aquinas. From Fort Lauderdale, soccer coach, and we know how powerful they are in every sport down there at St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah, I mean, I just know it from baseball, and holy moly, are they a good team.
Baseball, football, soccer, they're a national power in many sites. But then, we've got a very special interview at about 11:30, brought on by you and your suggestion that we are Tampa Bay.
We are, in every facet of sports, whether that's hot dog eating, football, baseball, hockey,
slap,
and of course, most recently, the spelling bee.
The Scripps, we're not talking about local, we're talking about the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and this young man, Dev Shaw, he is a sixth grader, going into seventh, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yep. Because he's been studying for 3 years and won the spelling bee. 3 years, Mike.
So we're going to have him on because he is a champ, and he's going to come down with his family and join us here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And then, of course, so we'll get back to talking the world of sports. We have got a special event 1 week from today. I'm very excited about this and proud of the fact that Body Armor stepped up to the plate, the U.S. Marines, and we are going to have football down here. The media day for Pinellas County, 25 teams downstairs, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll have our intern gang down there. I've got Josh Wilson, who we've talked to, Dan Laporte coming over. And on Friday, I'll actually be over at One Buck Place for Hillsborough County's football media day. They got 34 teams, and I'll be kind of the in-and-out guy, the MC. And again, Body Armor stepping up the plate. And it's only 37 days until high school football begins.
Kind of crazy, Mike. I know they're already out there. Everyone's practicing. I don't know if they're hitting right now, but I do know, guys are out there working out.
Not
official practice.
That's just such BS.
Yeah, they're just workouts, Mike.
Yeah, the coach is like two blocks away in this car with binoculars, and he's in somebody's ear. All right, run these routes. Do this, do that. I just laugh. When it's kind of, the Bucks didn't, same thing, when Brady got here, and they weren't supposed to be practicing.
Sure.
And they went over, where did they go? Did they go to USF? No, they went to Berkeley Prep, and they were working out. And I remember some of the cameras caught those guys. Anyway, we got a great show, as we always do, from the peewees, the preps, the pros. Busy weekend across the pond both ways. Of course, in Australia and New Zealand, from a soccer side, we've got the U.S. Women's World Cup Championships, and they're vying for their fourth, the USA. They beat Vietnam last night 3-0. I'm sure you watched that with bated breath.
Oh, I was hooked onto that.
I did watch it. And, I had it in the background. The Rays had just got done winning. You take it from there with our Rays finally.
No, yeah, I'm ecstatic that the Rays won last night.
Everybody is in the state. Are you kidding me?
I'll be 100% honest with you, Mike. A few weeks ago when I was saying it wasn't time to hit the panic button, today's the day. We need to be hitting the panic button right now. Something is fundamentally wrong with the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't know if it's Kevin Cash losing control of the dugout because you have issues with Randy Arozarena, with Wander Franco. You know, this is not good. This is terrible.
You think we still have those issues?
So the first game of the series, Randy Arozarena lobs a ball in, allowing the runner to move to third.
I was listening to the broadcast.
They're too focused on their image. They're too focused on, look at me, I'm a star. I can't stand it. We have issues. Everyone's saying, oh, who cares that Wander Franco was flipping the ball to himself and got the out. Well, he had to be benched this season because of it. And now these two guys, Randy Arozarena, he went 0 for 5 the other day with 4 strikeouts.
Did you see some of the pitches he was swinging at?
It's pathetic. Mike, he has one of the first before the home run derby. He had one of the longest swings in baseball.
Well, you would have been appalled at his last strikeout.
I watched it, Mike. It was ridiculous.
It wasn't shoulder high. It was head high. I typically have the television and the radio broadcast, so I can't remember which one of the analysts who both have played in the bigs, and they said, "Wow, that one was up around the head." Am I right?
It really was. I mean, that's like in Major League where he goes just a bit outside there. No, that was almost over his head. And we need to be freaking out as a team. We look abysmal.
Take a chill pill. You didn't get your Tampa Bay this morning, Mike. We don't need to be in panic mode yet,
Mike. We're below 500 after those first 27 games.
Well, in the month of July, it has been abysmal for certain.
The Rays are not on an upward trajectory right now.
However, the pitching staff has looked pretty dang solid. They haven't had the run support. You got to agree with that.
No, they haven't. We're about middle of the pack for home runs and scoring. But when you look at when we hit home runs, we're hitting them with nobody on base. 20 out of our 25 home runs in the past few months have come with nobody on base. That's not going to win anything.
No.
And that's why we need Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, that's where you were going with this. And then just a little tidbit. We need Shohei Ohtani, and you know for a fact that's never going to happen. I want to ask you.
I don't know that for a fact.
As a pitcher, I'm surprised you didn't jump all over this one, all the negative topics we're talking about. How about Pete Fairbanks the other night? No, what was it, Pete? Yeah. On the wild pitch walk-off
move
against
the
Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Yeah. And well, it was in the 10th inning. Game over.
Uh-huh.
Well, and that's very on Pete Fairbanks like.
But we start with runners in scoring position already because it's the overtime rules, which are ridiculous to begin with, Mike.
Okay, explain that to me real quick.
Well, you're doing basically like a Texas tiebreaker. You start with a guy on second base and you go from there. It's not the way baseball's meant to be played. It's unfair to the pitcher, it's unfair to the team, because then you could do what the Orioles did the other night. The Orioles, they bunt a guy over, then they hit a sack fly.
It was great small ball.
And it's something we aren't doing. We don't play small ball.
And that was what we were known for during the Joe Maddon days. Kevin Cash, you know, emulated that for a period of time. Now we got guys swinging for the fences. But that was successful to start the season out. Now they need this second half. They got a win last night. Yeah, they're tied up. This is a critical series mentally and with enthusiasm. We're fairly healthy, actually, and with the exception of now we lost our starting catcher. But we're fairly healthy. We win this series, and the mojo's back.
I hope
so. Come on, negative Nelly.
No, I'm not being negative. I honestly think Kevin Cash has lost control of that dugout. Because the guys are showboats. They're over there. You have Jose Siri watching every ball that he gets out.
Are there butts in the seats? Is that place packed?
Sure, there's butts in the seats, Mike. But that doesn't
mean jack. You've been complaining about us not having
a marquee jack if we do not win, Mike. If we don't win, if we don't make it to the World Series, this is a bust. You could blow up the concrete palace over there and move on.
And this positive perspective is brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, because that's what Ben's going to be having after this show. Now let's talk about the other round ball. He's on hold, and he's Jim Hart each and every week. He takes this segment and makes it work for us, and it's the Coca-Cola Florida Body Armor Tampa Bay Rowdies ticket giveaway. Jim Hart, of course, as I like to call him, the godfather of soccer in all of Florida, and he's bringing us a great guest tonight. Of course, the Tampa Bay Rowdies tonight, after their first loss since May 1st, they take on the road Indy 11 with a 7:30, 7 o'clock first kick. And there's all kinds of soccer to talk about. Messi last night, of course, the U.S. women, Jim. It's a great time to be a fan and involved in the great game of soccer.
It really is, Mike. I mean, it's such an exciting moment happening. That goal last night by Messi, oh my goodness. And you know, that goal was right in the neighborhood of our guest today in Fort Lauderdale.
Exactly. John Walsh. Hey, I gotta ask you. One of the pundits, the talking heads, last night when they were focusing on what happened down in Miami in front of 21,000 strong, they said, "Do you think that was staged?" Your thoughts?
No.
I mean, it is pro soccer. There is a lot of drama. There's a lot at stake. Well, a heck of a lot at stake from a national perspective.
Well, here's the thing. If anybody knows the rivalry between Mexico and the U.S. in soccer, there is not really a more heated rivalry anywhere. In fact, people say that the U.S. versus Mexico in national team game is one of the top, if not the top, rivalry in the world. And there's no way you could get a Mexican club team to go along and play Washington Generals to this situation. No way. That was straight up pure genius on the part of Messi.
Well, and proved that, you know, he's worth every penny that they're paying for him because of the fact that, you know, that shot was seen around the world now, and that would have probably been something that was just on a regional or an ESPN feed, but that was a worldwide shot and impressive. How about the U.S. women? You know, there were some complaints. You know, they only won 3-0. There was a lot of opportunities. Believe it or not, Jim Hart, this old carcass actually had the entire game on because I love anytime it's the red, white, and blue playing.
Attaboy, Mike. Well done. I think the U.S. Has a lot of work to do, and there are some really good teams in that tournament. Spain was amazing in their first game. England, Netherlands, who we have to play in our group, as well as Brazil. Even Nigeria looked a little tough yesterday. I think the U.S. is going to have to work for this one. But it was exciting to see them sort of push through. I thought Vietnam put up a great fight.
Well, you know, on a negative note, that would be something we'd hear on the news in the 60s. Thank God that that era is long gone. You take a look at the young girls that are playing today's world, and they have in America, they've been blessed with role models for as we approach four consecutive World Cups, and they've been spoiled.
Yes, they have. And Mike, watch for Alyssa Thompson. Have you seen her yet?
Yes, I have.
This girl is coming straight out of high school soccer, by the way. I mean, she's developed throughout, of course, competitive and other means, but this girl was not too long ago playing for her high school soccer team, which is super cool. But no, we are developing players on the girls' side, no doubt. They've just got to gel as a unit. And I didn't necessarily see that last night, but it got better as it went on.
Yeah, Alyssa Thompson, of course, age 18, from Studio City, California. I've done my homework today, believe it or not, buddy. On the world of soccer, kind of blows me away. And then everybody, because of her last name and her father was an exciting NBA player, Trinity Rodman. She's getting a lot of love these days, and Sophia Smith. They're the youngsters in this mix.
Yes. Yes, I thought Trinity, I thought they both played well. I think Sophie needs to pass the ball a little more. I thought Trinity created that penalty kick. It's exciting to see them coming through. I think the future's bright. I just think in this very near term, we have a little work to do with our team.
Now, let me ask you this, and then we've got Matt getting our guests on. Megan Rapinoe. Do you think that was just kind of like the Ryder Cup, you know, that sometimes they question whether, one of the older players should be on the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup, but it's great for the tradition, the enthusiasm. It's like having another coach on the field, and she's already been there, done that. Do you think, you know, when you add somebody at 38 years of age to the mix, do you think that pretty much just an opportunity for her to still be involved and try to get that fourth?
Mike, I felt that was the case. All in the lead up, I felt that was the case until she got on the field last night. I was skeptical, but I was favorably impressed, and I thought that what she brought to the team was what they were missing earlier in the game. Quick passing, movement, creativity. I thought she really added something to the game. So I think her role needs to be in this substitute role where she can come as a spark off the bench, and I think she can make a difference and be a legitimate member of the team.
All right. Well, you know, we were just talking about Messi and greatness down in the Miami last night in Miami and success. Well, this next guest, John Walsh from St. Thomas Aquinas, as I mentioned in the opening to Ben here, St. Thomas Aquinas and excellence go hand in hand. They're recognizable from a national perspective. When I did high school sports in the Midwest, we'd always go through all the top tens in high school and numerous sports, and St. Thomas Aquinas always a part of the mix. And John Walsh is kind enough to join us. 600 wins, 5 state championships, just an impressive resume. And we certainly appreciate you taking time to join us here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on our FloridaSportsStream.com, John. And the godfather in this region, Jim Hart, set all this up, and I'll let him bring you into the conversation.
Great.
Well, John, you've done a great job. John is our Champions League go-to down in South Florida as well. John, I'm going to stop talking so you can talk.
I appreciate the intro, certainly from a personal standpoint and obviously an institutional standpoint down here. We try to, again, strive for excellence in multiple facets in terms of making sure our kids are ready to succeed in the classroom going forward and also in the athletic forum. So we win our share, and like I said, athletically win our share, and hopefully we could get good kids moving on and contributing to member society going forward.
Mike Rickard, have you been on the St. Thomas Aquinas campus before?
No, but I would go into a private Catholic school up in the Midwest. I would certainly enjoy doing so. I've been to Jesuit, of course, and I got a great relationship with that entire athletic department. But maybe with this thing goes smoothly, John Walsh will give me an invitation, and I'll get one of those visitor passes someday.
Anytime you want.
All right, my man. Yeah, I would certainly enjoy that because I like to see the Catholic schools or private schools. I don't need to put the Catholic label on them that are rich in tradition and they focus on the student athletes across America. And that's pretty much how what I think we need right now in America. And you guys are at the forefront in the state of Florida for that.
Well, as I say, that's kind of where we strive for. I came through there many, many moons ago. I think I played against Jim when I was a junior in high school over at Clearwater.
Does Jim have any game?
Actually, I was playing his team, probably.
Oh, yeah.
his team certainly had game. But as I said, I mean, I came through in graduating in 83, went off for a bit, played college, played with passed for professional soccer at the time, and once the league folded, I said, well, I guess I better go back to law school and do something to make some money. So came back down here to go to law school and got sucked back into coaching, taking over the men's program at St. Thomas in my spare time by the AD at the time. So can't seem to find the door to get my way out, and I've been there for, this will be now going into my 33rd year. So, again, kind of that pay it forward. Someone did something for me and try to do the thing for the next generation that someone helped me out.
Well, Mike, if I can interject, John is doing something for the entire next generation of South Florida high school players, Palm Beach State and Broward counties, because John has taken on the project of organizing the South Florida Champions League.
That's right. I was approached, Jim and Dave came to me, I guess in my capacity, I'm the FHSAA rep for the soccer committee for the state for South Florida. And I I would be remiss if I didn't also throw Monroe County into that mix, although there's a couple schools. They are part of Section 4. So we floated that idea in terms of kind of adopting and bringing what the Tampa guys are doing up there and kind of instituting it down here in South Florida. The initial responses from virtually every coach we talked to and most of the ADs that got involved and took a look at it, overwhelmingly positive. We're trying to navigate a couple issues in terms of scheduling when we get back on board, but at this point, the projection is that based upon this coming year's results and finishes, we'll make the same type of proposal as they've done over in Tampa to the 29 district winners that would come out of Section 4, and then we'll have a formula to add three more to get to 32, which will give us nice balance in terms of brackets and groups, and again, play through and hopefully kind of emulate the guys in Tampa have set down in terms of the template.
Well, Jim, this kind of goes along with I think your vision for national participation. You know, you got St. Louis in the mix. You get the entire state of Florida. I think it's got wheels because obviously the Titans in the coaching ranks across that we've had on in the last 6 weeks all believe in it wholeheartedly, and that's where it's got to start. Anytime you do a grassroots development of a concept, regardless of what it is.
Well, there's no doubt. I don't know if David Wilson is on with us. But David, can
we're efforting him. He's up in Vermont. He's probably enjoying the the nice cool conditions on a lake. He's fishing at the end of a dock, and the last thing he's thinking about is the guys down here sweating to death in Florida because he's enjoying his time up there. That's what I would be doing if I was him.
That's beautiful because now I'll have something to pick on him about. He's winning the pick on each other argument with me, so. I got a little something to give back to him. But the thing that I'm saying, John, is, I mean, Mike, is John and I were part of a Zoom meeting this past week hosted by Perry Vanderbeck and joined by the two St. Louis coaches that you interviewed a couple weeks ago, as well as another one and another representative of United Soccer Coaches. It was very exciting. We learned in that meeting, Mike, that Select Sport America, which is a sporting good manufacturer, is going to sponsor any Champions League that comes up anywhere in America. And we really do have a momentum going. And the nice thing is we're all here to support each other. So John doesn't have to necessarily carry this on his shoulders. He's got a group of coaches ready to lend a hand, give an idea, brainstorm. And that's how we hope to build this grassroots movement.
And I think that's kind of the impetus. Sorry for cutting you off there, Mike. I think it's kind of the impetus and what attracted kind of us to it. It's valuing the high school game and giving you something to compete for. It's the club game is great in terms of quality and things like that, but you don't remember your club game because things are so transient there and the players come and go. The high school game, you're playing for a community, you're playing for your constituents, you're playing for somebody else beyond you, which I think is what makes this nice. The other thing that Jim kind of touched on is the collegiality of the various groups, and when we get in these meetings and we talk, and it's you recognize we've all got similar types of issues that we're facing and hurdles and problems, and just kind of sharing ideas and how to overcome them. That kind of struck me as being something we should be looking into when I was doing the All-Star meetings for last year for the state All-Star games. And I'd held a number of these local regional type coach forums where we're going through and identifying players and picking players. And the topic brought up of why do we feel there's so much animosity in the sidelines between coaches? There's never a forum. There's never an area where we can just sit down and talk. So I think that's one of the other nice things about this. It fosters a more collegiality, more of a we're all this kind of together thing and a sharing of ideas. And this works for me. This doesn't work for me. We tried this. And I think that's one of the things that we've kind of lost a little bit when I first got into this 30 years ago, there was far more, I hate to use the word friendship because that's not what I'm referring to, but you saw the same guys. At least in South Florida, it's become somewhat transient in terms of who the coach is on the other side of the touchline, and we've kind of lost a little bit of that. So, again, that's one of the things that I was interested in seeing what we can do in terms of that down here, just to create more of a community amongst the coaching staffs themselves.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, FloridaSportsStream.com, our new streaming sports channel. And it's our weekly Rowdy's Conversation with Jim Hart, the godfather of soccer in this area. And it sounds like John Walsh, he's got his finger on the pulse of everything that's happening in Southern Florida and over in Dade County and Miami as well. And we're blessed each and every week to bring this experience and wisdom in the great game of soccer. As I have said many times, Jim, in our conversations, I remember when my boys were growing up and people were talking about soccer up in Iowa, and you know, I was in the baseball world working for the Cubs, and they said, "Oh yeah, soccer's gonna evolve here in America." And I'm like, "Nah, never hold a candle to the great game of baseball, America's pastime." And lo and behold, 2023, here I am conversing with you guys. I'm excited about it. I see the good it does in these communities, from the peewees to the preps to the pros, as we said, our moniker here. You know, we're talking Messi early in the show. Then we're talking the U.S. women here. And now we're at the high school level, all positive conversations about the fastest growing sport in America. It's been in the world for decades. But I applaud both you gentlemen for being a big factor in that. That's where it starts.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, no, John, I appreciate the comments. Appreciate being a part of it. So anytime, anything I do for you guys, always reach out.
What's the buzz on the ground today after the big goal by Messi last night? What are people talking?
It was huge. That is everywhere. And again, it kind of crosses over and sucks everyone in. We've had a fairly decent past couple of months in the professional level down here in South Florida, with the hockey team as an 8 seed going through, and then the basketball team as an 8 seed going through, and then Messi signing, and then first competitive game puts one in the. In an added time to get the game winner. It's really a buzz going on down here, and soccer's kind of been elevated to the same as the other sports.
Hold on, John. You're forgetting something. And I'm sitting next to baseball Ben Botham, and I'm a baseball guy. The Florida Marlins are having a great year as well right now, my man.
They are tremendous. I'm not sleeping on them, but it is July. So the others have finished up. They're also having a phenomenal run, and it's exciting to be part of it. And it's, like I say, buzz everywhere you go. Every sport's having success. The Dolphins look tight, teeing up and getting back into training camp, and there's high hopes there. So it's a good time. It's a good time in South Florida. And I think Messi's goal and Messi's signing and his involvement is kind of elevated. That's a whole other level down here too. So
what do I have to mortgage my property to get a ticket to see Messi?
Pretty much.
They said 21,000 strong there last night, and I'm thinking, wonder what the average price of a tick there? Probably what, 400 or 500?
It was 6 or up.
How much?
600 or up. 600 for the tiers in the corner.
The nosebleeds.
Yes.
Oh yeah. My God! Yeah. Hey, I had sent to Jim, and I heard one of the pundits, and then we'll let you go, John, last night talking about the shot, and they said, you know what? That almost looked as if it could have been staged because, you know, it was just so perfect and so timely and so Messi-like. And yep. I don't mean messing, yeah. And so Messi-like, and they said as if it could be staged.
The conspiracy theorists are out.
Yeah, and every sport. Well, my friend, I look forward to meeting you. Hey, we do. You and I do have one thing in common, though. When I was 22 years of age, my stepfather owned a law firm, and I got out of undergrad, and my mom had all these hopes and aspirations that I would go to law school. I thought when she said, "I'd like to see you pass the bar," I thought she said, "Buy a bar." I bought a bar at 22 years of age. She's never let me forget that the rest of my life.
My brother's got about a dozen of them down in Key West, so I'm not sure who's got the better kid. So I wish you on that one.
All right, gentlemen. Well, this has been, as it is each and every week with the producer of this segment, Jim Hartswork. Pleasure meeting you. Don't be surprised if I give you a call one of these days, John, and I'm in the area and I want to get a VIP. Well, I don't know about VIP, but get a tour of the St. Thomas Aquinas. You'll have to make sure nobody's on campus before they let me on the St. Thomas Aquinas campus. That'd be a great time. And anytime you're in Tampa, St. Pete, you're welcome to come over here to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Jim will call some of the soccer guys, and we'll throw down some beverages and have some grub.
Sounds like a plan. I appreciate the conversation. Thank you.
All right, Jim, as always, thanks, my man. I'll talk to you soon. We're going to take a break, and we're coming back with something very interesting. What are we doing, Ben?
We are going to be interviewing the Spelling Bee champion.
American champion. The U.S.
The U.S. national.
The Scripps
champion.
Our man, Dev Shaw, will be here at about 11:45. We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Tampa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the peewees to the preps to the pros, recognizing positive participation in sports and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA Sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Mike Rickard, Ben Botham. We've got our A-team in the house today. We've got Joe Geiger, and we've got Gavin Van Dyke, and my main man, Dave Geiger. And he He's the mascot, my man. Hey, by the way, we are brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka for all of our adult conversations, I guess you would say. And you've got a little interesting tidbit from Fenway and the Green Monster. I wouldn't mind it if the Red Sox got washed off the field, but interesting video you just showed me.
Yeah, there's a bunch of videos coming out of the game from the other night. Water is just rushing down like a waterfall down the steps at Fenway, and it's filling up the concourse, and you see videos of kids diving and sliding across the probably about a foot or so of water in the concourse after all that water just rushing on.
And you know those people in Boston are probably throwing down about 40 beers,
yeah,
and they're just doing stupid stuff too.
I don't think you could pay me enough to even step foot in that water. Some of the players were
disgusting,
walking around with bags on their feet to make sure that they didn't get wet. Can you imagine the amount of just
bacteria?
Ugh.
Oh yeah, not good.
Water flowing in and out of the bathroom.
All right. We get the picture.
I gotta help with the visual.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. That's what you're supposed to do in radio, is paint the picture, not on this topic. All right, by the way, I want to thank our affiliates, of course, our flagship, WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340, Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa, WZHR FM 104.3 AM, and 1350, and WZHR 102.3 FM AM and 1400 WGRO. And then that's in Lake City and Gainesville and WDSR AM 1340. We've got some new affiliates coming on. They got some news as we work hard on expanding our network. We're looking at Gainesville, Tallahassee, and Orlando. And I'll break that news here sometime in August. I'm looking forward to that conversation as well. And FloridaSportsStream.com. We're starting to load up more and more shows. Go to RadioSaintPete.com, and FloridaSportsStream.com is where our podcasts and radio shows are archived. And we'll be rolling out a pretty impressive schedule starting in the fall. Remember, a week from today, down here at Ferg's, is the Pinellas County Body Armor U.S. Marines Media Day. 25 teams from the area. I'm looking forward to that. We did it last year, but we were kind of the third wheel. This year, it's our baby, and we're going to talk to Josh Wilson and Dan Laporte a little bit later on. They're the guys coming over to help us as we put this coalition of high school coverage across the state. There's a lot of things we'll be doing exciting on FloridaSportsStream.com that touch the world of high school sports. Now, we did get a text, and our young spelling bee champion, of course, he doesn't drive yet.
Really, buddy?
What is he, sixth grade?
Sixth grade? They don't give permits that young anymore?
I thought so. Well, hey, the way you Floridians drive, I'm telling you right now, it looks like they give permits to sixth graders. My God. You realize that this state is number two in the country in terms of expensive auto insurance because of the drivers.
Oh, yeah, because all these snowbirds coming down here, they don't know how to drive our roads.
Oh, I've never seen any Billy Bobs driving by me in a four-wheel drive about ready to run me over down here. Never. Nope.
You just got to get out of the left-hand lane if you're not going at least 15 over.
I don't want to get my, run over. I look in the rear mirror, I'm like, oh, here comes Billy Bob. On 19, he thinks it's a race to get to work, and then you see later on a 17 car wreck caused by some buffoon who's
driving 15 under in the left hand lane.
Yeah.
Good job driving so slow.
Anyway, I don't know how I diverted that topic. I'm good at that. Dev Shaw will be coming down with his father Duvall and his mother Dilem Shaw. She is she's a doctor, and she's actually my girlfriend Terry West's doctor. So the whole world came together. Look forward to them. We'll have them on, and we'll carry them into the second hour. And in the event that we want to make sure that we recognize them. What was that word?
Oh, the word
you
that
you got the word. Pull that
I
up.
You have the word.
Because I was one vowel away, remember?
I do remember that. It was Samophile.
Samophile. Wonder if we could come up with something and have him try to spell it. I don't want to put the pressure.
I don't
know. This kid, I talked to his dad. I said, he's very comfortable in front of the cameras. He's been on Good Morning America, you name it, yada, yada, yada. So this is, little Tampa St. Pete sports guy. He's like, oh, don't worry. He said, I guarantee you, he's had the cameras in his face. Well, think about the pressure he had to all those cameras in his face to win this thing.
I know. And it took him 45 seconds, Mike, to figure it out or to come to that conclusion of how to spell the word. Ask
I'm impressed.
What is the root? What is the definition? Had it down.
Okay, so how do you spell that, Samophile?
Well, I have it right in front of me, Mike.
So I know.
It might not be fair, but Samophile, so it's P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E. Samophile.
I remember which one I forgot. I don't have too many talents, but spelling was certainly one of my mother and my grandmother were both in journalism. My mother was a teacher, so maybe that's it.
Well, Mike, do you remember what the word meant? What is the definition of the word?
I got nothing.
Nothing? It is a plant or animal that prefers or thrives in sandy areas.
We got a lot of samophiles down here.
I guess we do. I might be a samophile. I like hanging out on that.
That doesn't sound good. Oh, hey, he's a samophile, folks.
Yeah,
stay away from
that second bottom. Half of the word kind of scary.
That's what I'm saying. Anything with file at the end, I know. you're not describing me that way. A couple of things. I'll take care of some housework. Hey, I keep forgetting to bring up... here they are. They're in the house. Here comes the Shaw family, as we just discussed, where it's Pops and Delvin and Dev in the house here to talk about his success. And why don't you get them set up there, Joe, and make sure that they're – yeah, sit down there, young fellas. Yeah, I'm excited about this conversation because, you know, we talk sports all the time, but we talk student-athletes. And now, Dev, this is Ben Botham.
Nice to meet you.
And this is Delvin, his dad.
You're even sporting the shirt, too.
Yeah, grab the microphone there. We'll throw you into the conversation. Yeah. And we know, young man, that you're not shy in front of a camera or a microphone. You do a great job when you're interviewed on the radio. Thanks for coming down to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. How you been, man?
Good.
Little louder.
Good.
So, have you enjoyed your success? Your fellow classmates, when you go back to school, they'll probably be proud of you and excited of the success you brought to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think for the rest of my high school career, I'll be known for what I did.
Oh, with your high school career? How about it, the rest of your life?
Yeah. When I went to my friend's house for 4th of July, I think that was the only thing they really talked about.
Really? Everybody was asking you about it, probably asking you to spell a plethora of different words.
Samophile is what he spelled.
Yeah, Samophile, yeah.
And you know what? The old man here, I was only one word off. I mean, one letter off, and I just kind of winged it. Had you studied that word previously?
Yeah, I thought it was going to come up because it's pretty relevant. I think as Floridians, we're all samophiles. We all live in the sand.
Yeah. Go ahead and hold that closer to your mouth when we answer. Because Ben said the same thing. He thinks he might be a samophile being a Floridian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you did great for not only the state of Florida, but Tampa Bay. You brought a championship back to us. Is this an event that you can go back-to-back, be like a two-time spelling bee champion, or is this a one-and-done, that's it?
No, they will invite me to commentate, I guess, just like what I'm doing right now. So a
career in broadcasting after it.
So, Delvin, let's bring your dad into this conversation. Thank you for bringing him down. And your lovely wife happens to be my girlfriend's doctor. So this kind of was interesting. We certainly hope she's at home listening. But how proud was the Shaw family? I've seen the pictures and you're beaming. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that your son would be the Scripps spelling champion at such a young age?
No, we were definitely confident that at least there will be he will do good. Nobody can be sure because here, any sports, if you just lose the concentration for a little bit, you're going to drop the ball. Or if you start celebrating sooner, you won't even reach the end zone and drop the ball right before. So that's
great analogy. And the pressure I mean, I know as a parent, when you're watching your children participate in anything, you're more nervous than when you do it yourself. And I bet you and your wife were just on the edge of your seats and nervous the entire time, and his older brother.
Yes.
So yeah, my mom wouldn't even watch when I was like, she would close her eyes and hope that I get it right.
She would close her eyes. Oh, that's a great story. And fortunately, you certainly didn't close your eyes. You looked so calm, cool, and collected. And you look that way now. Do you get excited about too many things, or you just flow with it?
I think that being composed is part of the spelling bee. And after being with it for 3 years, you just learn how to be composed like that.
So a lot, you know, in every sport you have to practice. And I was reading online that it says you've been practicing for 3 years for this. What goes into practicing for the spelling bee? Is it just reading a dictionary? Because I would have no clue how to even approach that.
I would work with my coach and we would just target my like weaknesses. And there's a lot more that goes into spelling bee. You also have to know what the words mean. And you have to know where the words come from so you can guess other words correctly.
So he actually has, you essentially have a team. You have a coach?
Yeah.
And what's the coach's background? A teacher at your school or someone that's been involved in the spelling bee before?
In 2008, he placed fourth, Scott Reamer. And he basically published the textbook that I used to study.
Oh, really?
He has, I think, a Princeton, Oxford background in English.
Oh, wow. When you told me that we had another winner in the Tampa Bay area prior to Dev's success, right?
Yes, that was Davis after 25 years. The previous one was 1999, Nupur Lala from Tampa. And then afterwards, Dave. So it's almost 24 years now.
Oh my gosh! Well, we're Champa Bay in spelling now, right? Yeah. And now you can be a role model for other young people. Is there a lot of people in this area that may attempt, especially now they're going to see your success? Do you think that it's going to catch on?
I hope so, and I'm thinking about helping that by coaching other Tampans.
Well, I think you'd be, look how composed he is. He's a teacher at Seminole. And
I can't spell worth a lick, my guy. He's spelling Samophile, and I was just looking at some of the words that were going on here. Zwitterion? I can't even read some of these things.
Yeah, ask him if he knows that. What word are you trying to, you're fumbling, stumbling, and bumbling about?
Oh, geez. I bet you I'm going to pronounce it wrong. Or Witteron or Zitteron? I don't know if the Z is silent or not. There, right there?
Yeah, that's Fitzryan. Like,
it rolls off his tongue. It rolls right off his tongue. Like, he looks at you like, are you that ignorant?
A Z and a W makes an F sound? That's great.
Yeah, so the phonics of the phonics of spelling is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, so in Spitterion, the W is pronounced like an F because that's just how German works.
Oh, so I'm German, and I don't know that. So the origin of the word has a lot to do with it. Then is that correct? You know, the country, or whether it was Greek, or regardless, the origin and the phonics are the two things you need to study. Is that right?
Yeah, that was basically what I spent 3 years doing, and it's a lot. For example, why is there a silent W in answer? Like, you have to kind of study that. Yeah.
Well, it's been said, and you gentlemen would know more than I, that one of the toughest languages to grasp in the world is American English.
Yeah.
Because of the dual interpretation of a word, there. I mean, just in the simplest conversation. Is that true?
Right.
It's hard like that because English is very special. It's more like a combination of pretty much every language in the world. While French, for example, French is just French, but English is a combination of all these other languages.
Because we're a melting pot, and yeah. and we're a country of immigrants, obviously. 29 years ago, you were successful coming over, and great career in software. And I was in IT for a while, and they kicked me out. But anyway, you got a superb family resume. You got a son right now at Yale. He's a Yale Bulldog. Is that correct?
Yes.
At Yale Bulldog. See, you know who went there?
Who went there, Mike?
George Bush and his son.
Not a bad crowd.
And one, Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. I've done a little bit of homework. So what? You know, it's too. You're too young to have concrete dreams, but you obviously have an incredible start. Any idea what you want to pursue when you start the college ranks?
No, not really.
Good answer at your age.
I don't want to worry about that. That's in 4 years. I'd rather enjoy the present.
And where will you be? Where you'll be a freshman next year? Where are you going to school?
Palm Harbor High School.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and see, like this is what if you look at Dave's like mid dispellers and all that. So he always focuses. Okay, what is the next word? When everybody said like. That hey, they what will they do in the winning and everything? And they said like all other finalists, everybody said different things, but they mentioned that no, I'm just focused on the next round, because if I lose next round, there is no winning.
Yeah, that in this year's competition was 14 rounds. Is that relatively long, or is that a normal kind of amount for a spelling bee tournament?
The furthest it can go is 20 rounds, but this year it ended up being 15 rounds.
15.
So. Man, it's like boxing. And you're probably exhausted afterwards, aren't you? Well, just the lights, the pressure. People don't realize.
And the cameras.
Yeah, you mentioned it on the conversation, yeah.
The cameras, which are like, if you have like 15 cameras from like 15 feet away, even though you don't want to make a mistake,
to you're going fair, to drop the to ball. To be fair, when you're spelling, you don't really notice that stuff. Like, the only thing I was really looking at was the pronouns.
You kind of got tunnel vision there, locked in on them.
Yes, that's the focus.
Like, I honestly was not exhausted after, but I was exhausted the day after because I had to wake up at 5 in the morning to do interviews.
What was the biggest interview you did? You know, we have to take a break, but after the break, I'm going to keep you around, and we'll ask you some questions like that. The biggest interviews, you know, how much fun you've had with this. So, you guys mind sticking around? We got about a 5-minute break, and then we'll come back. This is a great conversation, Ben, and it was your suggestion there, Seminole. How come you couldn't get him to Seminole?
Yeah, you
Palm Harbor. You couldn't keep him in the neighborhood,
Mike. This is live on the radio. I don't know if I'm allowed to recruit like this. You know? Well, I got to be careful.
Start recruiting right now. He'd be a great addition to any school.
He certainly would.
All right, we'll be back for hour number two of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, brought to you by Body Armor, and we're blessed with the National Scripps Spelling Bee champion Dev Shaw and his father Dev All. And maybe I'm butchering that. He'll correct me when we get done. But we'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're across the street today. We have got Baltimore Orioles, Tampa Bay Rays, 4:10 first pitch.